KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In men's college basketball last night, Deion Mitchell and Seth Tuttle scored a combined 48 points as Northern Iowa held off Toledo 84-81 in overtime to pick up a win. Mitchell was 8 of 11 from the field with 27 points, while Tuttle was 6 of 9 from the field with 21 points. He also had a team-high 10 rebounds. Mark Sonnen added 11 points for the Panthers, who are now 2-0 on the season. Northern Iowa had a 41-38 lead at halftime, but Toledo wasn't done. Julius Brown led Toledo with 23 points. Dominique Buckley was 7 of 11 from the field with 19 points. Ryan Pearson added 18 points and 6 rebounds for the Rockets. At the end of regulation, the score was tied at 70. UNI scored 14 points in the overtime. The game was the first ever meeting between Northern Iowa and Toledo in basketball. Toledo is a favorite to win the Mid-American Conference's West Division. Well, Josh Jones scored all 18 of his points in the second half to compensate for Doug McDermott's quiet night and number 15 Creighton's 77-60 victory over UAB. Jones matched his career high with 4 3-pointers. The backup guard made 2 during a personal 10-0 run that tied it at 45 and 2 more during a 17-0 spurt that finished off the Blazers. McDermott, the returning first-team All-American, got into early foul trouble and finished with 5 points. He came in having scored in double figures in 37 straight games. Gregory Echenique and Grant Gibbs added 13 points each, while Ethan Raggi had 12, hitting 4 3-pointers for the Blue Jays. Echenique matched his career high with 16 rebounds. The Blazers, who returned 3 starters from a 15-16 team, carried the play in the first half and were up 4 at the break. Isaiah Jones had 16 points to lead UAB. Creighton improves to 2-0 on the season. Also in top 25 hoops last night, Eric Murphy tied a career high with 24 points just days after dealing with an illness. And number 10 Florida beat 22nd-rated Wisconsin 74-56 in college hoops. Murphy made all 10 of his shots, including 2 3-pointers. He also had 7 rebounds. A West Des Moines Valley star, Peter Yock, has signed a national letter of intent to play for Iowa. Yock, a 6'6" guard, averaged 10.2 points a game for Valley last season before transferring after he transferred from Des Moines Roosevelt. Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey says Yock can play up to 4 positions and is strong as a 3-point shooter. Yock and Wisconsin transfer Jared Utoff both will be eligible to play for Iowa starting with the 2013-14 season. Iowa State has signed 4 basketball players to letters of intent in a recruiting class ranked 24th in the nation by ESPN. High school stars Matt Thomas and Monty Morris and junior college teammates Dustin Hogue and Richard Amarty will be eligible to play starting in 2013-14. Thomas is a 6'4" guard who's considered among the best shooters in the nation. Morris is a 6'1" point guard from Flint, Michigan. He and Thomas are considered consensus top 100 recruits. Hogue and Amarty play for Indian Hills Community College. Hogue will have 2 seasons of eligibility at Iowa State. Amarty, though, will have just 1 remaining. In women's college basketball last night, Iowa wins as they move on to the championship match of the preseason NIT as the Hawkeye women beat Middle Tennessee in overtime 69-63. Next up for the Hawkeyes will be North Carolina. The Tar Heels beat Georgetown 63-48 in the other semifinal of that preseason NIT tournament. In the NBA last night, it was Detroit winning their first game of the season, a 94-76 win over Philadelphia. Boston beat Utah 98-93. Charlotte got by Minnesota 89-87. Milwaukee topping Indiana 99-85. Memphis downs Oklahoma City 107-97. Houston beat New Orleans 100-96. It was Dallas over Washington 107-101. Chicago in overtime 112-106 winner over Phoenix. Golden State beat Atlanta 92-88, while the LA Clippers stopped Miami 107-100. Well, the first 3 state championships will be crowned today at the Unidome in Cedar Falls as the boys' football season comes to a close. The state football championships getting underway this morning at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. The 8-man championship game gets things started this morning at 10:06 as Don Bosco faces Marcus Meriden Cleghorn. Don Bosco is 12-0 on the season after posting an outrageous 78-76 overtime win over Murray in the semifinals. MMC is at 13-0 on the year after they defeated Exira EHK by a final of 61-22 in the other semifinal last week. After the 8-man championship game is decided, it'll be Wapsie Valley facing Hinton in the Class A title game at 1:36 this afternoon. Wapsie Valley is 13-0. Hinton, the surprise team in the finals, they're 10-3 on the season. Then tonight it's the 3A title game at 7:06 as Bishop Heelan Catholic will face off against Decorah. The 1A, 2A, and 4A title games set for tomorrow at the Dome. Well, the Big 12 Conference says it's issuing Texas Tech coach Tommy Tuberville a public reprimand for his sideline outburst at a graduate assistant during last weekend's win against Kansas. Tuberville said he has apologized to Kevin Oliver, whose headset and cap were knocked off when the coach pulled on Oliver's headset. Also in college football news, the Big 12 and Southeastern Conferences have agreed to a 12-year deal with ESPN for the rights to the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. A source says that's worth $80 million a year. In NFL news, Matt Cassel will start at quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday against Cincinnati because Brady Quinn has not been cleared yet following a concussion. Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel said that Quinn feels better and that he could be cleared by the end of the week, but he couldn't take the chance that he wouldn't be ready for the Bengals. As a result, Cassel will start his third consecutive game. Cassel was the starter earlier this year before sustaining his own concussion in a game against Baltimore. Quinn was the fill-in starter for a game and then got the permanent job, only to be knocked out of his second start against the Raiders. Quinn has been practicing, but Crennel said he's not been cleared for full contact. Well, it turns out Ben Roethlisberger's sprained right shoulder is just the start of his problems. The Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback said he also dislocated a rib while getting sacked in the third quarter of Monday night's win against Kansas City. Roethlisberger sprained the SC joint in his shoulder on the play, but says the rib issue is a bigger concern. He says doctors are concerned that the rib could cut into his aorta. He's already been ruled out of Sunday's game against the Baltimore Ravens. Backup Byron Leftwich will start in his place. Roethlisberger said there's no timetable for his return. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Alex Smith went through position work in a non-contact black jersey on Wednesday. His status is still unclear for Monday night's NFC showdown with the Chicago Bears after he sustained a concussion Sunday against the Rams. Backup Colin Kaepernick is the Niners' plan B. Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler's status for this week remains in question because of a concussion. Coach Lovie Smith says Cutler is feeling a whole lot better, but whether he'll be ready to play against San Francisco on Monday night is another issue. Green Bay Packers linebacker Clay Matthews will miss Sunday's game in Detroit. He's got a hamstring injury. Also, the New York Jets have signed running back Khalil Bell, who spent parts of the last four seasons with the Chicago Bears. Bell will add depth to their banged-up backfield. In baseball news, Tampa Bay's David Price is the winner of the American League Cy Young Award, edging Detroit's Justin Verlander by 4 points for that honor. Price picked up 14 first-place votes in the balloting to 13 for Verlander. Price won 20 games and posted a season-low 256 earned run average. His 205 strikeouts were sixth best in the league. The National League Cy Young Award winner is R.A. Dickey of the New York Mets. He got 27 of the 32 first-place votes to become the first knuckleballer to win the Cy Young Award. Dickey went 20-6 with a 273 earned run average and 230 strikeouts. The Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw and Washington's Gio Gonzalez finished a distant second and third in the voting. A source familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that free agent outfielder Torrey Hunter has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Detroit Tigers, pending a physical. The 37-year-old Hunter hit a career-best 313 last season for the Los Angeles Angels. He'll be able to fill a corner outfield spot for the AL champion Tigers, taking care of a major offseason priority for Detroit. Also in baseball news, reliever Jeremy Affeldt and the World Series champion San Francisco Giants have completed an $18 million 3-year contract. The 33-year-old left-hander went 1-2 with a 2.7 earned run average in 67 appearances, covering 63 and a third innings this last season for the Giants. And now the National Hockey League and the Locked Out Players Association aren't even talking by phone. With the lockout entering its third month, communications between the fighting sides have come to a halt with no clear sign of what the next step will be or when it will be taken. After four straight days of negotiations in New York last week, the talks broke off angrily Friday night. Discussions resumed on Sunday, solely regarding player contract terms, but that meeting ended after only 90 minutes. So far, 327 games, all of those scheduled through November 30th, and the New Year's Day Outdoor Winter Classic have been canceled by the NHL. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.